Christopher Long is Dean of Michigan State University's College of Arts and Letters, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back to MSU today. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Russ. It's great to be here.
Let's start out by you've been Dean of MSU's College of Arts and Letters for about 3 years now. What first attracted you to MSU?
Well, MSU has long been known as a place where you can do interdisciplinary work, where you are committed, where there's a kind of commitment to putting your values into practice. And as I thought about my commitment to the liberal arts, to the humanities, and to the arts, I thought there's no better place than MSU to try to live out those principles of thinking more holistically about what it means to be human and integrating that into the educational mission of a university.
And you came to MSU from Penn State, another land-grant institution. I've heard you talk about that. Mission is important to you.
Absolutely. One of the things I learned at Penn State was the importance of a liberal arts education at the center of the land-grant mission. The Morrill Act talks about creating opportunities for citizens to have a liberal and practical education. And I would argue that a liberal arts education is the most practical education that you can have because you're learning how to learn. And once you know how to learn, once you know how to think critically, write effectively, communicate well, think creatively, then you have the capacity to do a variety of different things and put your deepest core values into practice in your life.
And Chris, have you been surprised by anything now 3 years into MSU, or have you learned something that stuck with you?
Well, I've learned a lot in the last 3 years, for sure. I mean, you know, learning how to be a dean, how to think creatively, strategically, how to articulate a vision that others can find themselves in and that resonates with the core values of their lives has been a real challenge and a real opportunity for me. It's been enormous reward to me to be part of an institution that has a group of such committed deans and to get to know them at a different level. I know you've been interviewing a number of us on this podcast, and so you know and you've talked to the wide spectrum of deans we have at this university. It's exciting to be part of that team.
Chris, let's explore that vision you touched on and the mission a little bit. How would you describe the College of Arts and Letters' mission and vision, and how do you hope to evolve it?
We bring the deepest values of a liberal arts education to bear on the leading emerging technologies of the 21st century. And so what we're trying to do is bring those ancient values of critical thinking, of thinking holistically about what it means to be human, to bear on an interconnected, digitally mediated, very often very fast-moving world. And we hope to help our students live meaningful lives, articulate what does that involve for them and how they might actually shape a life that makes a real contribution to the world.
And Chris, are there a couple of examples of either new or important initiatives that highlight that mission?
We have a new Center for Interdisciplinarity, which is a very exciting initiative for us. It is a center that's focused on trying to cultivate the practices and understand the habits of interdisciplinary work. A lot of universities talk about the importance of interdisciplinary work. What the Center for Interdisciplinarity is going to do under the leadership of Michael O'Rourke, who's in our philosophy department, what the center is going to do is actually think more reflectively on the nature of interdisciplinary work itself and try to understand and help our graduate students understand and our undergraduates understand that how we can bring multiple disciplines to bear on the deepest challenges of our time.
As a busy dean, Chris, you're a renowned scholar yourself. Do you have time to still be a scholar when you're a dean?
I have tried to make the time for that. I realized early on in my administrative life that if I don't make time for my own scholarly work, for the life of my own mind, for that intellectual life, that I lose touch with what animates the work that we do here at the university. And so I'm happy to say that I have a new book coming out this summer. It's called Rainer Schurmann and the Poetics of Politics, and it's dedicated to a teacher of mine that I had in graduate school at the New School for Social Research in New York, who died of AIDS in the early 90s. And it's exciting to be able to have a book come out this summer. It's being published by Punctum Books in an open access format. It's one of the things that I'm very passionate about, is trying to make sure that the ideas that we work on and that we develop and cultivate in the university are shared publicly. It's part of the land grant mission to make ideas public. And so I'm very proud of the fact that this book will be openly accessible.
Chris Long is Dean of MSU's College of Arts and Letters. He's my guest on MSU Today today. Chris, not in a bad way at all. Our society is very focused on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Can you talk a bit about the importance of the liberal arts in this STEM-focused world?
One of the things that is sometimes a little frustrating is the way that the STEM world is seen as divorced from the broader liberal arts endeavor. We need to understand STEM and the humanities and the arts all as part of a core human drive to deepen our understanding and engagement with the world that we share. And so what the humanities and the arts bring to the STEM endeavor is a sense, a more holistic sense of our context as human beings in a very complex world. And the drive that is at the root of science, of engineering, of technology, to deepen our understanding of the world is also at the heart of the humanities and the arts. What the humanities and the arts brings, bring our creativity through the arts, through artistic expression, a sense of beauty beyond just utility, and a sense for a more holistic and textured understanding of why we are doing what we're doing. So combining STEM with the humanities and the arts is really the only way forward.
Hear, hear. Chris, I'm curious how, if at all, you've seen students change over your time in higher education.
One of the things that's been so exciting about the last few years here at Michigan State is to see the way that the students are much more engaged with the world. They are very concerned about the political situation. They're very concerned about the environmental situation. They come to us interested in putting their values into practice in the world. We have in the College of Arts and Letters a program called the Citizen Scholars Program, and that is really designed to allow students to put their core values into practice in the world, to shape the world in ways that make it more just and more meaningful, not just for themselves, but for the communities that they share. And what we're seeing is students coming in, having done a lot of volunteer work, who are coming to MSU prepared to take an active role in their own education.
And what about, Chris, the skill set the modern student needs to hone to be successful? I've read some stories where even tech giants like Google look to hire liberal arts students just because they tend to communicate better. It's not a blanket statement, but what are your thoughts on the skill sets for students to be successful now?
Well, the College of Arts and Letters is the home of the writing program here at MSU, and so we impact every student who comes to the university in the writing program and also through our general education program. And the skills that students need to live well and meaningfully involve the capacity to communicate effectively. They need to be able to write well. They need to be able to speak well. They need to have a global understanding and a sense of themselves within a global context. They need to know how these technologies are operating on us, and they need to understand how algorithms function. So we are working with our students to give them that deep textured understanding of new technologies, even as we try to reinforce those core values of a liberal arts education, where students are thinking about what matters most, what is the meaning of justice, how do you live in a way that nurtures healthy, meaningful relationships with others.
And Dean Long, as you move the College of Arts and Letters forward with a lot of help, of course, what do you see as some of the challenges and opportunities on the horizon?
I think one of the challenges that we're facing broadly in the culture, and I think in higher education more generally as well, is the challenge around how we're relating with one another and can we engage with one another in trusting, meaningful ways. We see the ways in which our society gets pulled apart in antagonistic positions, and we need to be able to talk to one another across differences. We need to be able to think more intelligently and with more grace and nuance across those differences so that we can begin to identify ways of moving forward together and thickening a more just texture of our communities. So that's a real challenge for us. And that involves, you know, us recognizing that we're finite, that we don't have all the answers, that we need one another to deepen our understanding of the world, and that we are, you know, vulnerable in certain kinds of ways. We need to be able to be candid with each other. And we need to be able to listen effectively. I mean, listening is such an important skill that you miss often when you look at popular culture and all the noise that's out there in social media. So we've been talking to students and working with them about how they're using their own social media presence to cultivate habits of mindfulness and to think more reflectively about the life they're living.
As I broaden that question out, Chris, in all of higher education, are there things you're concerned about or optimistic about?
I'm concerned about the degree to which we in higher education incentivize activities that are self-interested rather than collaborative. And so one of the things we're thinking a lot about in the College of Arts and Letters and here at MSU as well is how are we cultivating practices, scholarly practices of collaboration, of care, in which scholars and teachers, graduate students, undergraduates are helping one another be successful? How are we facilitating the success of our colleagues as a sign of our own success, of our own contribution to the well-being of the community and of the university? We see the College of Arts and Letters as a college that can differentiate itself if it can be a place where people come to do the work they most want to do.
And Chris, as we close, what would you like to summarize for those joining in on our conversation? What would you like them to know about the College of Arts and Letters at MSU?
The College of Arts and Letters at MSU is a very special place. It is trying to live out the core purpose of the land-grant mission, to put the liberal arts at the center of that mission and to enable the research and the education that happens at the university to be more holistic, more meaningful, oriented toward the broader commitments to create a just and meaningful world.
Chris, thank you for sharing your insights with me on MSU today.
Thanks.
That's Dean Christopher Long of Michigan State University's College of Arts and Letters. Much more online at simply cal.msu.edu. And you can keep up with Chris on Twitter at CP Long. And I'm Russ White for MSU Today.